Yeah, there is a fire.
Three nights of fire.
Wow, crazy. So, we're on the ferry?
Yeah.
What
Which
day
ferry?
Is
Galena ferry, I think?
Galena ferry, yeah.
How's it Galena?
So, what did we do yesterday?
Oh, right. Wow.
Where did we wake up? We packed up the camp. We woke up and it was a thunderstorm woke me up.
Lightning strike. That was crazy.
Yeah, you didn't seem to give a shit. I was like, oh.
It's normal.
It was, yeah. I had my eyes closed and I saw the flash and I heard it was immediately. I was like, fuck. It's over close.
Yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, so we packed up without much trouble. It was wet. It was kind of rainy.
Yeah.
We were just chickening out and said, yeah, let's wait a bit more till the rain stops. Anyway, wait a bit more, a bit more. Just watching Butch's bike battle, as you do. So yeah, we packed up, took all of our gear back. It didn't rain at the beginning of the bike ride, right?
Started
later.
We did the downhill with all the switchbacks.
Yeah, so downhill, I tried my riding condom for the first time.
Oh yeah.
And on the switchbacks it was fine, but when we hit the road later, it was too much like a flag whipping in the wind, just like throwing me around. So I had to
inflated kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. So I had to switch it to my jacket. Thank God I had my normal jacket in, because I would be drenched and cold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had to wait for a train for a very long time on the crossing. We tried to go to have some food because I was hungry.
Yes, you were.
Because we didn't have breakfast really. I was like, I want a warm breakfast and I want something warm to drink.
It was kind of late too.
It was late, as it always is when we leave.
Today's better.
Yeah, because we had a deadline of 11 for the hotel checkout.
Right.
But yeah, so we waited for a train like a good 10-15 minutes.
It was terrible.
Then we waited another 5-10 minutes for entrance allowance.
Oh, it was more than that.
Yeah, we waited for a while to get into the restaurant in the field because there were so many people. And then we just had a generally horrible ride.
Yeah, we did.
We took a look in the Golden, a wonderful little city.
Oh, we saw nothing of interest.
Yes, we will go there exactly zero times in the future.
Yeah,
so let's do that. Yeah, and then we just suffered in the rain.
This is a large highway with lots of wind and lots of rain.
Yeah, we were just playing the game avoid the truck, basically.
Stay out of harm's way.
Yeah, we stopped for a quick coffee at one point. Oh, thank God I had these heated handlebars.
Oh.
It kept me sane. I was like, this is the one thing that kept me sane.
Oh, you missed a part. We left trail on which motorway?
Motorway? On which way?
I was gonna call it a trail. Maybe that's more accurate.
Yeah, Brent found the shortcut. Like, let's not wait for the train anymore. This is a shortcut here. Or like, you know, you can cross the rails without crossing the rail track in a way that, you know, you get stopped. And it was fabulous. It was just a great little green lane. I had lots of fun. My soft suspension came into its own
finally.
For the first time.
Finally you beat me.
Massive potholes.
Oh, it's just muddy too.
Muddy. The mud was the worst.
Not like the mud.
Yeah, so potholes and like when even terrain and gravel and even the big rocks were fine. But the mud, that was like whipping around. Crazy. Then we finally arrived in Revin. And the sun came out again. Just as we were finishing. A little bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
The hotel was pretty nice. I wouldn't call it like the best thing ever. But it was comfortable and it was convenient.
Hotel.
Yeah, so we went to town for a quick nibble.
And to see what it was about.
And to see what it was about, yeah. I was hoping for more people.
Yeah, me too.
I was hoping for more
really
single ladies.
So all the single ladies.
It was mostly either families with kids or a couple of couples. It was a lot of Germans for some reason. a lot, yeah. Out of that, like 10 people we saw.
Yeah.
It was like 4 or 5 Germans at least. It was really empty. I'm really like surprised. It's supposed to be high season, although Revi is not necessarily like the destination for high season.
On a Thursday.
I mean, Lake Louise was packed.
Yeah.
But yeah, So we overcommitted, ordered too much food, because that's what you always do when you're hungry. Now we still have pizza in my pizza slot in my backpack. We went back and we jumped in the hot tub. Yeah, surprise hot tub. It was good. We met some guys. Basically, anybody we talked to was just like cool and chill. And yeah. Just talk to them and chat about random shit. Yeah, there was a guy from, where was he from? the local. But he says he's studying in Cranbrook.
Well, he's so living Mike, like near Edmonton.
Yeah, so Mike lives near Edmonton, and then he has a co-worker, James, who's from South Sudan. He's just working there as well. We packed it in and went to bed. I washed my clothes and they just didn't dry. There was no draft in that room. Even with the door window open, there was no draft really.
Even with the clothesline.
Yeah. My thermal base did the best out of all the clothes I had, but that's to be expected, that's what it's for. Quick day. Many events, not many that you'd want to remember.
My bike stopped leaking fuel.
Oh yes, your bike stopped leaking fuel. I mean, to be honest, I'm really hyped for heated hand and heated grips. But I really don't want to install them. I don't want to have them on my bike, even though I want to be able to use them. I don't know where I'm going. I really wish I had a bike that just came with heated grips.
Just get some muffs.
Yeah, I think I'll skip muffs and I'll go straight to muffins.
Okay.